episode number 135, gearing up for 2008.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason. Hey, let's hurry up and get this done. I want to get back outside.
I know. Finally, it's springtime
it's
here.
It's awesome.
Finally.
It's it was about 62, 63 when I was on the way over here.
Yeah, and that's like ultra heat wave for us because we haven't experienced 60 degrees since what? Maybe
1982?
October?
Yeah, right, October, something like that.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
It's great, too, though.
Yeah.
It's their first nice day of the year, without a doubt. I mean, I didn't even put on a jacket, so I'm sure that people on the West Coast, if they were in 62-degree weather, they'd be wearing, like, you know, one of those
heavy jackets and
big old down coats or whatever
and hats
complaining and
stuff
shivering.
Like, yeah.
Nope, t-shirt. I'm out there.
Yeah.
Cruising around. I saw a lot of people cruising around.
Did you?
Not a huge amount, but enough.
I saw a couple motorcycles going up and down the street.
I saw a few of them, yeah. You know what I didn't see, and I'm thankful? The ass hat that's got his convertible top down with his side windows up.
Wearing the heat blaring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's usually like an old Sunbird, too.
An old Sunbird.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Old Pontiac Sunbird from like 92.
Or Sunfire.
Sunfire or Ass Fire or whatever they were called. Yeah, man. One thing, I opened up the sunroof just a little bit, rolled down the window a little bit, and just felt pretty good driving around, running some errands. I started off this year's podcast talking about we need to be positive. You know, look a little more positive and just make things positive. It'll kind of fall in line. And that's one of the things I was thinking about driving around is that, okay, we're in the middle of a piece of shit war right now and that most people don't even agree with. The gas prices are three times what they've been, what they were 7 years ago, and everybody's out of work and everything. And it's pretty nasty. It's hard to be positive in that, but at the same time, just kind of cruising around. And it's always been the thing, you know, part of being free, freedom is being free. Yes?
Yes.
Right, right. And nothing makes you feel freer than being able to just walk out your door and hop in your car and drive around.
Roll the windows down, open the sunroof.
Damn the gas prices.
Breathe some fresh air.
That's right. Well, as fresh as it can be, despite, you know, because that's the other thing is you get the tree huggers just beating the crap out of you on a daily basis. And they got a point to make, too, and I understand that. But get out there and drive around, have some fun, and don't drive like an ass, whatever you do, because I saw a couple of those, you know, things, too.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's like a quick impromptu op-ed right there.
Cool.
Yeah. What do you got to say?
I love this weather.
Me too, you can tell.
That's it for me, man. I just, I've been waiting for this for a long time.
You gonna take your Corvette out?
Yeah, probably.
That's cool.
I'll take that out tonight.
Throw a coat of Zeno on it?
I don't know if it's warm enough to put a coat of Zeno on it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, the intention is there.
Yeah, well, it looks like it's gonna be in the 50s all week, so.
50s? Wow.
50s all week.
I gotta go buy some new shorts.
I'm gonna be cooped up in a conference for the next 3 days, and I can't enjoy it, but, yeah.
That's all right.
It's always next weekend.
That's right. So, you know, stay positive.
I will.
Stay positive. I don't know. What's next?
What do we got on the agenda today?
Oh, well, if you haven't checked out the main page of CamaroZ28.com, you'll see that we put up an interesting 20 questions with the Camaro Big 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, right now, it's installment one of three installments. I'm going to release one every week for the next 3 weeks.
Okay. Which one are we doing first?
First one is with none other than the F-Bod father, Mr. Scott Settlemyer.
Okay.
What I did is I got in touch with our friends, Scott Settlemyer, Cheryl Pilcher, and John Fitzpatrick, who's the Camaro marketing manager. And Cheryl, if you don't know, is now the current Camaro product manager. If you don't know who F-Bod father is, just click the off button right now. I asked them what we felt were 20 important questions right now.
Yep.
As the car sits, and we got their answers. So, you know, head on over to the main page of CamaroZ28.com, check out the interview and the questionnaire. I don't know, what do you want to call it? The 20 questions.
20 questions, yeah. And then they can comment it in the message board.
Absolutely. It was pretty cool to hear what they have to say about it. I didn't want to, you know, hit the old standby. I mean, I asked them some interesting questions that I thought that might not have been asked yet. And I tried to trick them on a couple of them. It didn't work. They're too damn sharp for me, but
yeah.
That's it.
Well, it's interesting, and I think a lot of people will want to read that.
Yeah, and then just tune again.
Get some insight.
And then again on next Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday, it'll be the second installment with Cheryl Pilcher.
Okay.
And then the third with John Fitzpatrick.
Excellent.
And that'll lead us into what's happening in May.
What's happening in May?
It's pretty much not a secret anymore that there's another Camaro focus group meeting with the 12 disciples, that of which there are 15.
15, yeah.
And I happen to be one of the 12/15. So we're all kind of wondering what we're going to see and do. And I think I got a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anybody has any questions about the previous focus groups, Chris, you were there for the first one before they actually developed the disciples, I guess. And then unfortunately, you know, it had to be one of the two of us for the other one where we drove the convertible. And you can't be in this one either, I'm sorry to say, which kind of pisses me off when you think about it because, you know.
At least one of us are there.
If you guys want to know out there in listener land anything about it that you can ask that I can answer, we'd be happy to. So all you got to do is pick up the old telephone there or shoot us an email or do whatever you got to do to get a hold of us and ask. And if you don't know, here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And somebody actually did pick up the phone this week and gave us a call.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't even heard this one yet.
Yeah, let me play this.
Okay. The hell?
Hey, Chris, Jason, this is AJ96Z28 from the message boards. I was listening to the podcast this week. You're talking about the new Dustcast. And I want to take a hint since you went right into the talking about a tricky thing that the third gen diecast is going to be a white Bill Jenkins Grumpy's Toy artistic rendition of his old drag car. And maybe you weren't trying to give a hint, but I'm trying to win this little contest, so maybe I'll get a free one or whatever you're going to do for it. Anyway, love the podcast, and let's do a third gen. I hope to get it one way or another. Thanks, buddies. Love it. Bye.
Well, I think we got most of that conversation. There seemed to be a bad connection with that cell phone he's got there. But
right.
Did he say a third gen?
I think he's talking about the Series 3 diecast.
Oh, okay.
The Camaro Z28.com.
I was going to say that because you're not making a third gen.
No,
nope, we've already made that clear from the get-go.
That's okay, though. That's all right. I'm pro fifth gen all the way.
Yeah.
You know, I think if you know me at all, you know I'm pro fifth gen. What, in the last, was it the last?
Yeah, the last podcast.
I just
said,
hey, I'm working on it, and I'm not going to give any hints, but if you got a guess, and if you guess it dead on, you'll get a free one when it's released.
Right.
Thanks for the submission there. Nope.
Next.
good one, though. It's a good one. No, I have no plans to do one of those in the future just because I don't have the rights to the Grumpy Jenkins name, and I wouldn't want to step on Bill's toes. A drag car is interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe someday, but I can tell you that for Series 3, the one that's coming out this summer, it will not be white.
Okay.
Like a Bill Jenkins race car.
Okay.
So, and that's all the hints I'm going to drop right now.
That's good.
That's good. But if anybody hasn't,
keep them coming.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested.
Email
them
in, call us.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think it's going to be.
Right. And then, you know, again, I can't confirm yet at this point if they're going to be right. The next phone call might be dead on. I'm just not going to be able to confirm it until the time comes. It'll be soon, though. It'll be soon. A few weeks.
We'll play the voicemail and go. Okay. No. Next. Well.
Oh, crap. I just realized that if somebody calls in and they get it right and we don't play it because they are right, they're going to know that they're right.
Yeah.
Oh, now I did it. Yeah, well, let's bring it on. See what you got.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
Okay, what do we got next on the agenda here?
Oh, last week I talked about releasing F-Body Drag video game for free. And this is the only place that I mentioned it except in the video section where I host the little gameplay videos. Yeah, I used to sell it for like $20 or something like that when it was cool. Now it's kind of outdated.
6 years ago?
Yeah, it was made 6 years ago.
Wow.
So somebody
still fun.
You know,
I've been playing it all week.
The guys in the lounge have been going nuts over it. They were, you know, talking about how addicting it is, and I'm thinking, where were you guys when it was $25? Come on, man.
Same music we use in our podcast.
Isn't that funny? In fact, when I was repackaging it for the free distribution, I was testing it, and I'm like, oh, man, that's the same music, man. We're wearing that one out. But, yeah, it's a pretty fun game. If you haven't heard what I'm talking about, if you don't know, just real quick, in 2002, we developed the only all F-body video game for the PC. Sorry, Matt, guys. And we used to sell it to to make ends meet for the website. But it's pretty outdated and kind of old, so it's free. CamaroZ28.com, F-body drag. Download it and play it and talk about it in the lounge. That's it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm glad people think so.
I can't get those 60-foot downs, man, no matter what I do. The best I've gotten was like 2.5.
Oh, some of the guys are just clicking off some pretty good ones.
I know, and I'm trying to use their suggestions, and I just can't do it.
Are you doing a big fat burnout?
Oh, you betcha.
Okay.
Doing the burnout till you see both lights come down, then I don't know.
I don't remember what the trick was to it. I think there's a trick to it, but it's been so long, I don't remember what it is.
Yeah.
Man.
Fun yeah. stuff.
So, speaking of free,
yeah,
got a contest coming up.
Yeah, we definitely got a contest coming up, and it involves our Camaro Wiki at CamaroWiki.com. We're going to be giving away fabulous gifts and prizes.
That's right, Rod Roddy.
So, go over to CamaroWiki.com and get familiar with it. If you don't know what a wiki is, go to Wikipedia.org and tool around there. You know it's a giant encyclopedia that anybody can add stuff to. Edit, and people have been on our Camaro Wiki, and we've had to make some updates there of some pages that you're not allowed to edit because people are just going crazy. And
like what?
Oh, geez, what's up with this albino deer?
Oh, someone put a whole article. Frick's sake!
Someone put a whole article about an albino deer.
Keep the lounge in the lounge, and not the on the wiki, you asses. I'm not going to have a Camaro technical wiki full of albino deer and Grippenfelter's a terrorist shit. Leave that in the lounge, you tools.
Yeah, that was there too.
Yeah, well, we're going to get rid of both of them. Sorry, that was my little rant.
Yeah. So once again, go to CamaroWiki.com, get familiar with it, and next month we will be starting the contest.
That's right, and we got a lot of cool stuff to give away.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of cool stuff. I'm not even. It's so cool, we're not even going to tell you what it is right now.
Right.
That's right. But learn how to use a wiki.
Yes.
Can you tell I want to get out of here and enjoy the weather?
Yeah.
It's really weird. We had this big flurry of information and pictures and cool stuff coming in, and then all of a sudden, dead.
Yeah.
It's just dead. And you listeners out there, you can tell.
I'm sure something will be leaked next week or something like that. Or someone else will be fired.
That's right. Yeah. And then, of course, somebody will paste their site logo all over it and claim ownership to it.
Yeah, of course.
And then it'll be reposted with the logo removed because it got busted.
What else we got going on here?
I don't know.
Indie Bash. Yeah, coming up in September?
I think so.
You don't want to miss this one.
No, we're working on setting up a member summit there.
Yep. We'll be doing another summit in Indianapolis. September, I can't remember. IndieCamaro.com/IndieBash, I think it is, something like that.
You're going to put it in the show notes, right?
I will definitely be
there
putting
you go,
it in the
enough.
Show notes.
And you know we're going to be talking about it like crazy coming up.
Go and reserve your hotel room now and all that stuff.
I think I read that, all the host hotel is already booked up.
Really?
This is going to be a big Camaro and Firebird bash.
Wow. I didn't even reserve my room yet.
A little bit of coffee from this morning on the microphone. Geez. Yeah, well, we need to reserve the conference room for the member summit.
Yep.
It's casual. Show up, maybe win some door prizes, have a few drinks, meet some members and talk Camaro, man.
Heck,
that's what it's all about.
It was fun last year.
Yeah, so it was fun.
I enjoyed it.
Well, I think we're out of time.
Yeah.
Thank God. I want to get out of here. I want to go. I was praying to God I get into a race on the way here.
Yeah?
Yeah, no takers.
Oh.
I was being kind of cocky, too.
Okay. We'll see you next week.
All right. See you.
Thanks for listening to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline. 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to CamaroZ28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.
You are the best thing on the radio!